This is Ray White with Classic Artists Today, and this week we have with us the voice, Greg Lake, who was with King Crimson and Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Thanks so much for being with us today, Greg.
It's a pleasure, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing super, thanks. You know, you've certainly have a various history throughout all your years, and King Crimson, I guess, was one of the biggest bands that hit the scene back in its heyday, and was just wondering, from King Crimson making the transition to Emerson, Lake & Palmer, what were some of the elements of King Crimson that maybe had some bleed over to your days in Emerson, Lake & Palmer?
I think the connection was that both bands were essentially European influenced rather than influenced by American music. Most rock and roll in those days was influenced by American rock and roll, American jazz, American blues, country music, early rock and roll. Both King Crimson and the ELP, and this is why I suppose they call these bands progressive,
mm-hmm.
is that we tried to move into some, you know, a new sphere of influence. And that sphere of influence really was European music.
Now, ELP was certainly, one of the leaders of the progressive rock. I remember as a teen back in those days watching your show on, I think In Concert was the name of the show, and had the piano in the air turning round and round. Was that something, the choreography of those years, is that something the band had any input, or did you have a creative person that kind of gave you all the marks and the things that you had to do during the shows in that period?
No, we always create anything visual. We created ourselves because we had this philosophy that we didn't want any of the production to be gratuitous, you know, just for the sake of it, you know. Things going off bang and you know, for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
We always wanted the production to be connected to the music, and so we always designed our own stunts. Obviously, we had a lot of people came in to help us develop them and you know, work them out. But essentially, they were things that we thought of in connection with the music.
Now, certainly as a vocalist and guitarist and bassist, and a lot of people may not remember or don't remember that you did a lot of producing throughout the years also, and was just wondering what today, producing a CD or an album today, what are some of the key challenges, and how much has technology changed the way you produce today versus what you did in the earlier years?
Technology has changed dramatically, of course. However, the essence of recording a great song hasn't changed at all. In the sense that you've either got one or you haven't. I mean, or somebody's gonna do a great performance or they're not. And no amount of technology can replicate that, really. And so, you know, in some senses, the technology has made things easier, and it's made things more fluid, and it's given you greater control. But the essence of a song, and a performance of a song, is all about communication. And it's between one human being and another. And human beings can understand that language. And it isn't the language of technology. It's the language of a human being.
Now, the Greg Lake Band, you put together your own band, I guess, for quite a few years. Was that a band that just toured with you? Did you do any recording in the studio with the Greg Lake Band?
No, we never did record, at least not up to now. But they are a wonderful band of musicians. And it was tremendous fun playing the shows with them. I mean, they're some of the best players. Well, the best players in the world, some of them, and great people, all of them wonderful people. So it was a very happy band, and one that I would always be happy to work with.
We're here with Greg Lake of Emerson Lake and Palmer, and Greg, understand that you've been doing some writing lately with Keith Emerson again, and that there's been a couple of big announcements lately. Why don't you fill our listeners in on those?
Well, Keith and I have just started writing again, really. We ELP have just agreed to do this show in London next year, which will be the first show we've played in many years, and Keith and I met up and we were discussing it, and it was actually, we met in my studio, and we just started to play as we always did, and of course, Keith, both of us really have got, at any one given time, we've probably got 50 different ideas, it's sort of on the back burner, and so, it's a funny thing, Keith and I have got a sort of chemistry, it's hard to explain really, and I don't think either of us really could tell you what it is, but for some reason we work well together, and so in some ways it's like it's effervescent, the two things come together and there's this sort of bubbling effect, and it's a very exciting thing to write with Keith, and we just have a way of making music together which is really which is really the sound, I suppose, the sound of ELP. That's what it is.
Now, in that process, are you guys actually in the same room when you're doing the writing, or do you have ideas
we sit in the same room and just play together. I'll play guitar sometimes. Keith will sit at the piano, synthesizers. And sometimes we talk for hours, it's just really... a way of, we've learnt a lot over the years since we haven't been working together. So there's a lot of things that we find interesting just for that reason. So it's a kind of, one part of it is sort of discovery and learning about the things that we've both learned while we were apart. The other thing, of course, is sort of reflecting on the things that we did well together. And seeing and appreciating really the value that each other has as writers.
Right. Now the High Voltage Festival is when you guys are getting back together, July 25th in 2010 in London. And do you see that maybe as a catalyst of you guys getting back in the studio at all?
I don't know. It's probably too early to say, but it's certainly a nice event. And we're all looking forward to playing it. So perhaps that will open a door to the future. I hope so, because, as I say, ELP's got a special chemistry. It's a unique band. It's not really that we're that so great as musicians. I mean, people always say, ELP, fantastic musicians. But it's not really that. It's just we do have this kind of chemistry. And when we all come together, there's this sort of electrical effect, and that's the magic of ELP, I think.